This is an RNIB talking book.
Carrie's War by Nina Borden.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Carrie's War. Here is a brief description of the book. This story is set near the beginning of the Second World War, and Carrie and Nick are evacuees, sent to stay with a Councillor Evans and his sister in Wales. She's pleasant enough, if a bit timid, but he is an absolute ogre, suitable for children aged 8 to 12 years. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the teachers and pupils of Carnforth High School, Carnforth, Lancashire. It's read by Brian Perkins. There are 15 chapters. Carrie's War, Chapter 1. Carrie had often dreamed about coming back. In her dreams, she was 12 years old again. Short, scratched legs, in red socks, and scuffed, brown sandals, walking along the narrow dirt path at the side of the railway line, to where it plunged down off the high ridge through the Druid's Grove. The yew trees in the grove were dark green, and so old that they had grown twisted and lumpy, like arthritic fingers. And in Carrie's dream, the fingers reached out for her, plucking at her hair and her skirt as she ran. She was always running by the end of the stream.